Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tice.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from July 21st to 27th. What did we see across the province over this past week?
So in the province this past week, it's been very hot and dry outside. Hot and humid, I guess I should say, dry conditions, because there hasn't been a lot of rainfall in the province. And the hot weather has really put a stress on crops, especially in southern and western regions that are starting to dry out a little bit more. Crops are certainly, the heat wasn't a great thing for crops in those areas. And as a result of all the heat in the province, crop development was pretty rapid this week. But that also benefited crops in the east central and northeast parts of the province, as like some of those crops are a little bit behind normal development stages for this time of year. So the heat was certainly a good thing in those areas to help crops mature or progress along and get to more of a normal development stage for this time of year.
How are moisture levels at this point, and how is that affecting crop development?
Yeah, so in terms of the entire province, soil moisture levels are largely adequate, but like I kind of mentioned, in the southeast and southwest parts of the province, they haven't had a good rain for a few weeks now, so that really has led to soil moisture conditions declining, and crops down there, now that they're starting to set seed and pods forming and that sort of thing, they require a lot of moisture right now, so they could use a good rain down in those areas. But then if you go more north and east to like the east central, northeast, even northwest parts of the province, they've been dealing with like surplus soil moisture conditions or excess moisture in some of their fields, especially low-lying areas. So the dry conditions have been a good thing in those areas to help just dry out some of those soils with surplus moisture, just dry them down to more of an adequate level for crop growth. But again, those regions, the northeast and east central, probably don't need rain right now. They just need a good, not too hot conditions, but not too cool either, to help get help crop development along. But places more south and west could use a good shower right about now.
What are we seeing in terms of crop losses, weather-related crop losses, and where, and what have been the key factors driving those losses?
The hot conditions, the hot temperatures have been the biggest source of crop stress this past week. It's affected oilseed, pulse, and cereal crops. So the hot temperatures have been the biggest factor. And then some areas of the province, like in the east central and northeast parts of the province, canola is still flowering in those areas. So canola is like very susceptible to damage from heat when it's flowering. So it definitely might have had an impact on crops in those areas. In terms of other loss we might have seen, I guess from last week specifically, there wasn't a lot other than just the heat. And then in the northern parts of the province, there were some scattered thunderstorms that brought strong winds that caused some crop lodging here and there. And then I guess parts of the northeast are still dealing with excess moisture in certain parts of their fields, mainly low-lying areas, which, again, is contributing to crop stress and potential yield loss from that. In terms of, like, insects that are out right now, there really aren't any that are causing too much crop damage other than just some isolated cases of cabbage seed pod weevil and PA aphids in southern and western regions. But again, those reports are pretty few and far between in terms of damaging crops. The thing that producers and agronomists are going to be on the lookout for over the next week and the weeks after that is Bertha armyworms, because there have been some high counts of Bertha armyworms in the province like leading up to this, and now that it's time for them to start feeding on the crop, we might see some spray go down in the coming weeks. But I guess we just have to wait and see what comes about that.
What will be happening over the next week or so?
Yeah, over the next week, I guess it depends on where you are in the province. So for producers more in southern regions, they're starting to get harvest equipment out of the shed and serviced up to get ready for the harvest that's ahead. And they're also planning their desiccation as well. And I expect desiccation of those early seeded pulse crops to really pick up in the next couple of weeks in the southwest in particular, where crops are farthest along. In the northeast and the east central part of the province, some canola is in flower over there, and there was a little bit of fungicide that went down, but I expect those operations to largely wrap up as well. So it really depends on where you are in the province and what producers are up to, but overall producers are starting to think about harvest and prepare accordingly.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think we covered most of it. The only other thing I'll say is that livestock producers are making pretty good progress with hay operations, as about half of the hay crops in Saskatchewan have been cut, baled, and silaged to this point, but producers are still working away at haying and making feed for their livestock.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Massage, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.